Good morning. Welcome to Yongnak Church of LA with Bible Time. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with Yongnak families. My name is Jessica Wan and I'm serving our Yongnak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us an opportunity to read your Word and meet you once again. We come before you. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. The Holy Spirit, please come into our hearts at this time so that you may be able to listen to your words, remember your words, and obey your words. Please come and touch us, heal us, and reconnect us as we share the book of the Galatians at this time. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Let's open up the book of Galatians chapter 4. I am reading from the HCSB version. Book of Galatians chapter 4 is on page 1183 in my Bible. So let's read together. Now I say that as long as the heir is a child, he differs in no way from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. Instead, he is under guardians and stewards until the time set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved under the elemental forces of the world. When the time came to completion, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, than an heir through God. But in the past, when you didn't know God, you were enslaved to things that by nature are not God's. But now, since you know God, or rather have become known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and bankrupt elemental forces? Do you want to be enslaved to them all over again? You observe special days, months, seasons, and years. I am fearful for you that perhaps my labor for you has been wasted. I beg you, brothers, become like me, for I also became like you. You have not wronged me. You know that previously I preached the gospel to you, because of a physical illness. You did not despise or reject me, though my physical condition was a trial for you. On the contrary, you received me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus himself. What happened to this sense of being blessed you had? For I testify to you that, if possible, you would have torn out your eyes and given them to me. Have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth? They are enthusiastic about you, but not for any good. Instead, they want to isolate you so you will be enthusiastic about them. Now, it is always good to be enthusiastic about good and not just when I am with you. My children, I am again suffering labor pains for you until Christ is formed in you. I would like to be with you right now and change my tone of voice because I don't know what to do about you. Tell me, those of you who want to be under the law, Don't you hear the law? For it is written that Abram had two sons, one by a slave and the other by a free woman. But the one by the slave was born according to the impulse of the flesh, while the one by the free woman was born as the result of a promise. These things are illustrations, for the women represent the two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai and bears children into slavery. This is Hagar. Now, Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present Jerusalem. For she is in slavery with her children, but the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, "Rejoice, childless woman, who does not give birth, burst into song and shout, you who are not in labor, for the children of the desolate are many, more numerous than those of the women who has a husband. Now, you brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise, but just as then the child born according to the flesh persecuted the one born according to the Spirit, so also now. But what does the Scripture say? Drive out the slave and her son, for the son of the slave will never be a co-heir with the son of the free woman. Therefore, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman. Amen. Good morning, children. Today we are learning from the book of Galatians. Do you know who wrote the book of Galatians? Yes, Paul. In his missionary journey, Paul traveled all over preaching the good news of Jesus to both Jews and Gentiles. One of those places was Galatia. But later, Paul learned that the believers there had been led astray by false teachers. Some were teaching that Christians must still follow the old laws of Moses in order to be saved. Paul wrote to the Galatians, telling them to reject those false teachers. He urged them not to become slaves to the law again. And he reminded them that Jesus' death had bought them freedom from the law. Salvation comes through faith in Jesus. It is a free gift that cannot be earned by keeping any law. Paul encouraged the believers to accept that gift and to let the Holy Spirit work in their lives. Paul's words to the Galatians, through thousands of years old, are just as true for believers today. Amen. Today we read chapter 4 of the book of Galatians. The end of chapter 3 continues to chapter 4. The title is Sons and Heirs. The death and resurrection of Jesus frees us from slavery as children. We now have the freedom and fully recovered as the Son, the heir of God. Amen. Verses A starts under the title, Paul's Concern for the Galatians. Paul loved Galatians, and Galatians loved even to take out their eyes. But after the false teachers came, their love changed. The false teachers passionately loved the Galatians but did not teach the truth. Paul taught the Galatians that Jesus freed us and we are recovered as the sons of God. But the false teachers said that is not enough. So they said they have to follow the laws. Then the Galatians despised Paul, who told the truth of the gospel. That is so sad. Children, we should have wisdom to know what is the truth from what is not. We should pray and ask for discernment from God. The final section starts from verse 21 under the title Sarah and Hagar, two covenants. So Paul needed to illustrate the importance of the salvation from Jesus. And he had to compare it to the obeying God and obeying the law is unnecessary for salvation. So Paul illustrated the Hagar as the law from Mount Sinai and Sarah as the free. And Paul wanted to emphasize that we are the heirs of the free children. We learned last week about the Ten Commandments that Moses received from Mount Sinai. We learned that God gave us those laws to love God and love our neighbors. Please remember that Jesus freed us from the bondage. We freely received the salvation just by trusting in Jesus. We don't have to go back to the law, and we don't have to put our effort trying to obey those laws. But obedience is the result of the grace. Let's find out more about it. The final section starts from verse 21 under the title Hagar and Sarah. So we have to depend on the free woman, which is the salvation that we receive from Jesus. And we have to rely on the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit works within us, it results in obedience. Not the other way around. The false teacher was teaching them, you have to obey the law in order to get the salvation. No, you get the salvation through Jesus, and by the work of the Holy Spirit, we have the obedience. I am very glad that God loves me. I am thankful that Jesus died for me on the cross and that I am now free. I love the Holy Spirit who helps me to remember God's word and communicate with God daily. Boys and girls, let's remember our identity. We are the children of God. We are saved by Jesus. We are the soldiers of Christ. Let's be on Jesus' team. Let's follow Jesus' footsteps. He showed us an example. Paul showed us an example. Let's do our best to reconcile the lost souls to God. Let's not keep this truth. Let's not keep this only to ourselves, but let's share it. Let's stay on the track and turn away from false teachers, and let's share this truth to the people who doesn't know Jesus Christ. Let's pray, everyone. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending good teachers in our lives. Thank you for those teachers who taught gospel and Bible to us. Lord, please bless them. Lord, please give us your wisdom so that we may cling unto your truth and stay away from false teachers. Lord, please protect us and let us always grow strong in faith. Lord, help us to share your truth and love to our family and friends. Lord, please help our Yongnak Church, Yongnak Education Department, and especially Yongnak kids, to have a revival and bring lots of souls to you. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.